Feast for Animals protects and supports animals around the globe. And the founder, who is very dedicated, spends countless hours on this. Actress, model, filmmaker, and activist, and entrepreneur. She's been in so many shows, movies, Iron Man 2, Two and a Half Men, The Wind of Heaven, I read is in pre-production. I got that right, right?
Yeah.
Katie Cleary is with us. She's just bringing sunshine into the room because you're such a positive person.
Aww.
And doing so much for animals and encouraging others too. And then you have a special gift. The holidays are here, a way that you can help animals and help others. So we're going to talk about that. Tell us though about Peace for Animals.
Well, Peace for Animals is a foundation I started in 2012, and my passion has always been to raise awareness for endangered species. So when I was a kid, about 11 years old, I worked on a tiger conservation project, and back then they were saying there was only 5,000 tigers left, and I was just so shocked at that. Mm-hmm. Such a young age, thinking, my gosh, in my lifetime we could see the end of tigers in the wild. They could go extinct. And not only tigers, elephants, rhinos, the pangolin, there's so many species are literally on the brink of extinction. Mm-hmm. Right now. So at a really young age, you know, I was always involved in animal welfare and rescuing animals at home in Chicago with my mom. But I was also involved in entertainment. So I thought, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I could use entertainment as a platform, because it does give you a bit of a voice to raise awareness for animal welfare and endangered species. And so it was either going to be a zoologist, a veterinarian, or continue with the modeling and acting, and then eventually start my own organization. So I went down that path, and it has definitely worked out for the greater good of the animals. So.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful that you can use celebrity status to help animals, to get people to listen, to get on board? And you're kind of doing it all then. I mean, you said this was a calling, helping animals when you were a kid, and
yeah.
then you have this great career as a model and actress, which has to keep you busy, I'm sure.
It does, but really my focus has been mainly, mm-hmm. as of recently, on animal welfare, mm-hmm. and the news network that I started, World Animal News, and a film that I produced called Give Me Shelter on Netflix. We'll have a little announcement in a little bit about where we're going to be able to see it next year on TV. The film itself has taken up 5 years, mm-hmm. just to get to this point. So, you know, these documentaries, they take mm-hmm. a long time. But really, you know, I think that's where I would love the future to go as far as the animal welfare mm-hmm. work, and really just stay focused to mainstream this through media.
Awareness, we need that so badly.
Yeah.
People don't understand or know a lot of times what's going on to, like, African elephants. We're going to talk about them today, mm-hmm. because you're doing something very special, you know, around the world, poaching and puppy mills. And you have some great news stories that you can follow mm-hmm. on World Animal News.
Yes. And World Animal News actually started around the same time I started Peace for Animals and mm-hmm. the film Give Me Shelter. For some reason, it all happened in 2012. And I really don't know why it happened, but it started out as kind of an epiphany. And I thought, you know what? I feel like I'm just not doing enough mm-hmm. in entertainment. And my passion has always lied, you know, with animals and raising awareness for animals. And I thought, you know, it's great to model and act, but there has to be a cause behind it, and there has to be something that we have to fight for that's greater than ourselves. And I thought, you know what, because animals have always been what drives me, let's just take this to the next level. And I wanted to produce the documentary and then start the news network, which is so crazy at that time. It was a radio show we converted recently into kind of a CNN format. Mm-hmm. And I thought the only way we can really raise enough awareness to save these species before it's too late is to be able to mainstream this in the media and get this on TV, on the movie screens, on Netflix, on National Geographic, on CNN. That's the way we're going to be able to hit a global scale.
Can you tell us about the African elephants featured in your world news?
It's a big, big issue. You know, one of our friends and partners is Damien Meander, and we're actually going to be possibly going to film out there next year to really see firsthand what's happening with the poaching epidemic. And they say that every 15 minutes, an elephant gets killed for their ivory.
Mm.
And in the last couple of years, we've lost about 100,000 elephants because of the ivory trade. And people think that this ivory just naturally falls off and then they make it into these beautiful trinkets and they sell it, you know, in stores in Asia and China and Korea. But it's not the case. It's the fact that these are underground, undercover syndicates. So the black market and the gray market trade of these species, it's a $10 billion industry every year. And if we don't stop it now, we won't be able to see elephants in the next 5 to 10 years. They're going to be completely completely decimated in the wild. And the problem is that you can't reintroduce an elephant that's in captivity back into the wild. I think that they've tried and they will continue to try to do it, because if this is the case and these animals do go extinct in Africa and in Thailand and Asia, you know, that's going to be the only way we can really see them is in captivity, or if one or two are able to be reintroduced in the wild, which is very unlikely. So we have to do whatever we can right now to save these animals before they go extinct. And literally, they're giving it another 5 to 10 years. I don't even think we have 10 years, to be honest. Rhinos themselves are being decimated because the rhino horn trade, $350,000 for one rhino horn. And then, you know, some of these people that get hired to do this don't ever have to work. So they figure, okay, well, we'll kill one rhino, sell it on the black market for God knows how much, $350,000 per kilo. It's unbelievable. It's more than gold.
Oh my
ivory
gosh.
And rhino horns. So the thing is that this is not in mainstream media. And that's why I founded World Animal News, because we need a way to get this message out there before it's too late. And I want my children to be able to see these animals in the wild, in their natural habitat, and go to Africa and go to India and go to Asia and be able to experience how beautiful it is to see these sentient beings.
Yes. And they deserve their lives.
Yeah.
You know, they deserve to be there. And we can turn this around though, right?
We can. But we need some serious boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep bringing it to, you know, the International Anti-Poaching Organization, Damien Meander. He's in Mozambique, and I believe Botswana and Zimbabwe, and they do an incredible job. And I think the only way we're going to be able to win this war is bringing the funds and the boots on the ground to Africa. It's not going to be technology. It'll be awareness, but it'll be driving the funds to the people that are fighting firsthand against these poaching syndicates and that are in the bush and that literally risk their lives to do this. And, you know, the other day we did a story on the Congo, you know, the award-winning film Virunga on Netflix. There was, I believe, 7 conservationists and rangers that just lost their lives because they were protecting the last 800 mountain gorillas in the Congo. So this conservation is war now.
It is.
And it's a battle between good and evil. And it's something that we have to fight tooth and nail to be able to save our species. Otherwise, you know what? When they go, we're just next.
Right.
You know?
Where does it stop?
It doesn't stop. It just continues and continues. And then we're the last to go.
We have to be advocates, all of us.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. And we all need to protect these animals.
We have to.
And with the holidays coming up, it's gift giving time. Can we talk about what you're doing with the ring? Because this is a beautiful, incredible ring. And this is one way to help. This is one way you can have an impact.
Yeah. Well, you know, we developed this ring, designed it with Global Guardian Designs. And there's this beautiful new company that just kind of came out to help different organizations raise funding for their initiative. So Via Pereira, a good friend of mine from Global Guardian Designs, helped me design this beautiful ring for the holidays. It's silver and it has these beautiful diamonds in the eyes. It's an elephant ring. And I believe that you have it
yes,
right in front of you.
Yes, I do. And we'll show it on the Sound website so you can see it. You can also see it on your site. What are the stones in the eyes?
Those are sapphires.
Sapphires.
Yeah, sapphires. Yeah. And we're retailing them for about $295, but it makes a great, great gift for the holidays, and a significant amount of the proceeds will go towards saving these animals and the boots on the ground. So the International Anti-Poaching Organization in Africa.
Yes, and they're gorgeous rings that remind you of what a majestic animal elephants are, how they have family units, you know, how, like you said, they're sentient beings and they have feelings too. You know, they need protection. And so, yeah, they shouldn't be slaughtered, but it has to stop. And this is one of the ways that you can do it. It's easy to get. Just go onto the site and you'll see it there. You also have other apparel. You have apparel that you sell?
Yeah, we do with FTL Apparel, and they do great partnership with different organizations and specifically animal welfare organizations. And we've got some Peace for Animals t-shirts. And one of our campaigns was the Make Compassion the Fashion campaign to end the fur trade. Make your purchases more compassionate and more aware. You know, when you go to the store, I don't want to name names, but the big department stores and you see all the fur and the leather. And I think that there's so many great alternatives out there now. There's really no need to wear fur, especially, you know, now that it's getting cold out in Chicago and New York. California, of course, you don't need it at all. But people don't know where these animals come from and what really happens to them and the torture that they go through in order to make a fur jacket.
Yes. And so you can see about stopping the fur trade and then about the ring we've been talking about and the apparel at peaceforanimals.net. Peace and the number 4.
Yeah.
It's called the Elephant Conservation Ring. And you say it's a big ring for a big problem because
it
is.
A big ring for a big problem. And I mean, we don't have much time left. So we're in a race right now. mm-hmm. save them. Anything we can do, any awareness that you can raise, sharing our, you know, articles on World Animal News, sharing our missions on Peace for Animals, sharing our documentary, Give Me Shelter. Mm-hmm. Give Me Shelter's on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. And then we have an announcement. Actually, I can't officially announce yet, but you'll be able to see it on a really yeah. big network mm-hmm. Next year. So we're
Wonderful.
Really excited, and we're working on that right now. It'll be a series. And yes, and then the second film is called We Are One. I started filming that at the Great Barrier Reef because when I found out that after 25 million years, the Great Barrier Reef was going extinct, I didn't believe it. I had to see it firsthand. So yeah. Just traveled to Australia and found out what's really happening with the Great Barrier Reef. So we're going to highlight that in the second documentary. It's the largest coral reef ecosystem in the world, the Great Barrier Reef. And the fact that it's supposedly going extinct after 25 million years, it's shocking. That means that we have a big, big, big issue in our hands. We're at a crossroads right
yes.
now. And we have to have all hands on deck to be able to save our species and our planet.
That's a perfect way to put it, that we are at crossroads affecting
us
all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can all learn something. And it's so important to get involved in this emergency situation.
It is.
For animals
is.
Now.
And that's the thing. I really wish that some of the mainstream media would highlight this. And, you know, it's a shame that, you know, people like World Animal News and of course, Jane Velez Mitchell with Jane Unchained. She's
yes.
one of our partners. And she was on HLN and CNN for years, mm-hmm. you know, but now she's, you know, focused on animal welfare. And we're pretty much the only two news networks doing what we're doing. And it's shocking that it's never been done before, but I guess it has to start somewhere, and I hope that we're not too late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're too late. I think that, you know, this is needed, and the timing is right.
It's critical, in fact, right?
It's critical.
So, yeah.
It is.
So one of the things we talked about today was the elephant conservation ring that you can get through Peace for Animals. Big ring for a big problem, as Katie put it so well. And thank you for everything that you're doing for animals, for the world, for people, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, you know, it's important that the media and radio highlights this, because if they don't, no one's going to know what's happening.
Celebrities like you are what makes the difference. If I could give you a round of applause right now, I would, with
oh,
them, because you deserve like a standing ovation.
No, yes. You guys are so
standing
funny.
Ovation for Katie Cleary.
No. Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you. Peace for Animals.